Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We have so much to share with you. You've been catching our programs lately. You've been hearing us focused on, you know, Israel and the time clock and excuse the production going on. We're excited about, you know, being the cutting edge. Being the cutting edge means
being the cutting edge.
Well, welcome our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world. Also, our Gulf Coast audience there on WHBR-CTN. Monday through Friday at 5 p.m., we're so honored to be able to always meet you in your living rooms, begin to discuss our day and what's taking place. My goodness, thank the Lord that he actually spoke to us and said, yes, do this, because who's actually being the light?
That's right.
In regards right now, so many people are just trying to, I guess, to pander to the corporate world, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But we have to worship God. I mean, we have to honor him.
Yeah.
And we're looking at some pretty pretty wild things taking place. This week, as you may have seen or know about, maybe not, that, you know, we talked about the Christians being forced to the top of the mountain up in...
Sinjar Mountain.
Yes, in Iraq. And the good news is that they have been brought down by the Kurds. The Kurds went and rescued them and brought them down and has them in a village right now. But it just seems like, man... This is Zelensky tactics being used on the Middle East over there. I mean, these are tactics when somebody tells you, and you can find out more about these tactics, you know, in on the torch. Go to VFNTV.com. We're talking about it. It's basically Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. It's just something that our president taught for quite some time, used in the techniques of community organizing, but also Hillary Clinton, a former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Wrote a term paper on it, but also was mentored by Saul Alinsky. And what is it? Just tactics. It's some simple tactics, with the exception, the thing that really kind of, I guess, kind of bugs us since we're Christians and we love Jesus Christ, is the book's dedicated to Lucifer, saying that he's the first one that used these tactics. And sometimes you can approach have a right motive and a right desire, but a wrong way of doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you can't organize the Middle East using these tactics. Definitely can't organize, you know, Israel. And
that's not going to go well.
And what we're seeing, we're going to be talking about a couple of things, but what we're seeing right now, we're seeing, you know, the statement that you heard on VFN radio, first the dictators, then the kings. And the dictators, if you notice, they're being dealt with. We're not saying that. I'm just telling you what prophetically was being said. And the next is the king. So, you know, you're looking at the king of Jordan, you know, being confronted, and you're looking at other kings being confronted. And you'd ask the question, why? And we'll be talking more about that, hopefully, because Dan Livingston,
yes,
with Christians United for Israel, John had a chance to be with Pastor Dan Livingston of Transformation Church.
That's right.
In Pensacola, Florida. And he talks a little bit about it, and everything just didn't just get here. You know, quite often we always like to say that it always was as it is. And the truth is, it was a progression to get here. And so we have to learn our history. If we don't learn our history, we're not appreciating people that lived the history if they weren't on the good side of history. So if we study history and we learn history, then we can have compassion. We can have compassion on those that we need to. Maybe it's you that needs compassion. Maybe it's me that needs compassion. But if we study history, we find out it very well could be the people of the Middle East. It could be the Arab people that need compassion. It could be the Palestinian people that need compassion. It definitely, you know, Israel needs compassion, you know, in that. But not just Israel. There's a lot of people being manipulated, and tyrannical leaders are over them, and just doing some really rough things. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, there's a challenge that was put out by a Kendall Smith, and it's going viral, and I love it. And we're going to be able to play this challenge. It's a man given a challenge on Facebook, pretty powerful thing, and I'm very excited about that. Also, we'll be talking about Turkey. The president-elect of Turkey right now, Erdogan. That was my Hotel Phonics version. Erdogan. We want to talk about him a little bit because he got into office based on reports of saying, I'm going to be a tyrant. I'm going to be Israel's the issue and the problem. We need to deal with issue. Deal with them as an issue. And it's like, okay, he's in power. We've given Turkey the Iron Dome. Mm-hmm. We gave them the Iron Dome. And this is not good. Based on some reports, they replaced all the generals that were loyal to the constitution of Turkey and replacing them with generals that are loyal to Islam over their constitution. Because that was their issue. Every time they try to have a caliphate, based on reports that the generals in the army would say, you can't have a caliphate because we have a constitution. So they battled the two.
That constitution gets in the way, I tell you.
Yes, we can learn a lot from this particular experience. And we're going to cover this and a lot more when we come back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Can a student use Christian music for a talent show at their school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A friend of my daughter's tried out for their middle school talent show audition using a Christian song, and she was told she could be in the show, but she would have to choose another song, and I was wondering if that was an infringement of her free speech.
Tracy, it sure is. She's allowed to utilize in a talent show, in a presentation, a song that has religious content, a religious message, or a Christian song. In fact, there's Department of Education guidelines specifically on that point. Christian music is not banned when it's a student selection. They're allowed to make the selection. They could choose to include a Christian song as part of it. So again, as we just did previous call, we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get some help there. Again, if there's a talent show, the students are allowed to select the material. They cannot be banned simply because the material is religious in content or Christian in its orientation.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Man, I hated to miss that meeting last night. It just bugged me. But we had some technical difficulties, and we needed to be able to work through them. We're not going to bring Chris up or anything like that. You know? But
all right, Chris.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Okay, I'm looking at it.
Watch out, duck, hey.
Yeah, but John, talk to us about this BB briefing.
BB briefing. I had
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, briefing. Tell us what happened.
I had a chance to be with Pastor Dan Livingston here in the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, at Transformation Church, where he shared basically there was a night, I Stand With Israel night, and Pastor Dan had the chance, along with 50 other pastors who are members of CUFI, Christians United for Israel, in their leadership, and they had a representative from the District of Columbia. They all went to Israel as for solidarity.
A lot of people might not know where the District of Columbia is.
Well, educate us, because it's near Washington, D.C. somewhere.
It is Washington, D.C.
There it is. Okay.
I assumed you knew, John.
Right. You assumed wrong.
This is a man with all these degrees. And
I didn't
walking
go to that
on
class.
Water.
I missed that class.
This is our education system. We need help.
I want my money back. No.
Yes. That's why they call it Columbia University.
There we go.
Right. Okay. Back to.
Israel. Well, we had the opportunity to interview Dan as he was able to go on this trip with these pastors, and he begins to share with us all the different things that they learned, the things that they experienced.
How did this meeting take place? What happened? Well, I mean, all of a sudden, Dan's a busy man.
Yes, he is.
His church is growing there in Pensacola. God's just really blessing him. just in every aspect. He's like the, he's like a real mad.
Oh yeah, he does it all. I told
him
this is what I did. I had a chance to pull him aside a little bit. And I said,
did you? Was he dressed in camis?
A lot of these
was his hair perfectly done?
Yeah, hunting pictures.
Isn't that amazing? That hair is just like still perfectly done.
I said, maybe I can get you to take it. He says, well, it's coming up. Hunting's coming up. I'll take it.
You're going to take John hunting? I've got to watch that. Matter of fact, we got to bring cameras.
No cameras, Pastor Dan. Just you and I. Out in the wilderness.
Talk to us about the name, man.
Well, listen, I'm going to let Pastor Dan tell us how this all unfolded, because he actually shares it in the interview. But we're going to hear from him about what took place, and then we're actually going to show
you. He just got back from Israel.
Just got back. And then we're actually going to show you.
Meeting with the Prime Minister's right-hand folks.
That's right.
So we got a fresh report from...
Okay. He's on the Gaza Strip, near the Gaza Strip border. He had the chance to talk with folks with the Iron Dome, one of the lieutenants. And so you can hear a lot of great information tonight.
And Dan is the Christians United for Israel, who we stand with.
That's right.
And thanks to Dan. Dan's the one that actually got us, you know, more integrated into Christians United for Israel. But he's the regional or the guy in Pensacola.
That's right. The representative.
He has a heart. He has a heart for Israel. And we really appreciate Dan. So yes. Take
us
there.
Well, watch this.
Yes, my name is Dan Livingston. I'm the lead pastor here at Transformation Church in Pensacola, Florida. And city director for the city of Pensacola with Christians United for Israel. And what an honor it is to be with you today. Well, obviously, Israel is God's chosen and the apple of his eye. And God is in a divine covenant with Israel. So when I think first of Israel, I think of them being God's special people, the apple of his eye. Second thing is when I think of Israel is I think of a people that has been constantly oppressed, constantly, you know, from the Holocaust till today. They have lived under a constant oppression, but yet they thrive and they're blessed. And you see them as the second largest in innovation. And you know, it's just entrepreneurship. Here's this little tiny state the size of New Jersey, and they're second in the world. Just shows the favor and the blessing of God that's upon them. And thirdly, when I think of Israel, I have to go to Genesis 12:3, because we have to fit in there somewhere. And God said that I'm in covenant with those that bless her, that I will bless you, those that bless her, and I will curse those that curse her. And so the same Abrahamic covenant that God has given to Israel, he allows the Gentiles to tap into when we stand as an ally to Israel and we bless her. Israel's fighting three wars right now. She's fighting the war with Hamas, but she's also fighting a war with the U.S. media and with the United Nations. She's fighting three wars at one time. So if I would say that there's one thing that we need to know is that we need to understand what does it really mean to be a Christian Zionist, that I'm a Christian. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's the Savior and the answer to the world. But I'm also a Christian Zionist. And that means that I represent that God is in a covenant that he made with Israel over 3,000 years ago. And in that, he made a promise. He promised her a homeland, a place for her to dwell. And that's what we know today as Israel. And she has a right. And this is what I would say to Americans today and to Christians is that we honor and we respect that right that Israel has as a people to exist as a free people, a democracy, to progress in her own land and to defend herself at whatever means she feels necessary to protect her people. Well, I've been to Israel before, but this trip was totally, totally different. I received a phone call from one of the regional directors of Christians United for Israel, and he just said, hey, can you be on a plane Sunday, get to New York Monday? We've got a group of pastors going over to Israel for a solidarity meeting there with the staff of Prime Minister Netanyahu and different military political leaders there. And we just want to show our support for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel with all that's going on with the media and the negative publicity that's going on toward Israel. And it was just, I can't even put into words, the life-changing trip this was. The amazing thing was that while we're getting ready to board the plane in JFK in New York, a ceasefire went into effect. And so we land in Israel, and while we're 4 hours in the air coming home, it was broken. It was like God gave us that window. The only time since the war started that there's been that three-day window was why 51 pastors representing every state in the United States and then the District of Columbia were there, and God let us go to places we would not have been able to go. We were 50 yards from the Iron Dome. We're standing on the border of southern Israel and Gaza Strip, and where all the rockets have been firing and the tunnels were dug, and just so many things that God let us experience, and the knowledge and the revelation that we received. But more than that, we felt the heartbeat of the people. We really, really grabbed the heartbeat of the Jewish people there. And not just the Jews, but the Palestinians and the Muslims and everyone else, and the democracy that Israel has provides for Christians and anyone that wants to come there and live. But we felt, their heartbeat. And I'm going to tell you what really surprised me in that was we sensed no anxiety in the people. They were just going on with life. You know, they know they're in war, but yet they have a faith. They have this resounding faith that I'll put it to you this way. When we were standing at the Iron Dome, one of the lieutenants is a young lady in her early 20s, and we asked her the question, what happens if the Iron Dome misses a rocket? And she said, then we believe in the larger dome. We believe in the greater protector, even greater than the Iron Dome. And their faith in God is so amazing, and it just really... We're there like we're here because we want to lift you up. And, man, they just threw us in the air. It lifted us up to see their resilience and the faith. And they're unbelievable. They're just not movable. They're unshakable in their faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I tell you what, I think Israel, you know, the question being how safe is it to really travel and fly into Israel right now with the war going on? And I told my staff this. I said, I feel safer in Israel when they're in war than I do in America when we're at peace. I mean, you just know that you're in a place where God's in covenant with His people. And for over 3,000 years, the enemy's tried to annihilate them, and he can't. No matter what he comes up with, he can't. He's not going to this time. God's going to keep His word. It was amazing because of the ceasefire, we were able to go right by the Gaza Strip. I mean, just how far was it? We're across the street. Literally, we're across the street, we're up on this little hill, and we're looking over Gaza and the Gaza Strip. We're seeing Ashkelon that's receiving a ton of the rockets, and we're standing in a community of over 2 million Israelis where they live, and we saw the schools, the playgrounds, everything there, beautiful homes, and yet we did not see 3 to 5 Israelis. They've all left. They've all abandoned their homes because of the consistent rocket firing upon them, and they have no plans of coming back. They have packed all their belongings and they have left. And so it was really heart-wrenching as you stand there knowing that these are families just like us, just like you and I, fathers, wives, children, and all they want to do is live in peace. And yet because of Hamas, it's not the Palestinians. The Palestinians are at a point they want to get rid of Hamas as much as the Israelis do. But because of this terrorist group, they're not even after the land. It's not the land they seek. They seek the destruction of every Jew. And so it was heart-wrenching when we stood there and really began to grasp, the reality of these 2 million civilians that just because of hatred. You know, you can disagree with Israel. You can protest Israel. You have a right to do that. But you do not. No one has a right, because they're Jewish, no one has a right to oppose them because of their nationality and who they are and where they're from. That would be no different than the racism here in America. And so everyone has a right to their opinion toward Israel, but no one has the right to be anti-Semitic. We met with so many just amazing leaders, political leaders, military leaders, religious leaders. And the things that they shared was so, Bismarck from Africa, Tudor Bismarck made a statement years ago. He said, I truly believe that America will one day be united, but whether that comes from devastation or revelation, we're not sure of yet. And Israel is now answering the question. Israel right now is more united than she's ever been since 1948. Since she was experienced her rebirth as a nation, she is more united now than ever, but it took devastation. It took this war, 3 of her teenagers being kidnapped and murdered, and then the war taking place. And what we found in that and we saw in that was how Israel right now is coming together, and we learned things about the war that we haven't heard on. You're not going to see on the media here. A couple of things that really stood out to me was we met with the father of the Israeli-American young man, the 16-year-old that was kidnapped and murdered, that was part of the trigger of the war. 150,000 people came to his funeral. I mean, dignitaries don't get that. 150,000 people. The country's united like never before. We learned things about the tunnels that were dug, you know, under Israel. At the end of many of these tunnels, they found motorcycles. They found IDF uniforms. They found zip ties. They found tranquilizers. And when they went into Gaza, they captured some of the key leaders of Hamas, and they interrogated them, and here's what they found out. The plan of Hamas was on Rosh Hashanah, that's coming up in September, the celebration of the new year, that they had over 1,000 terrorists. They were going to have breakthrough the end of those tunnels into Israel, and they had suicide bombers that were going to go in on the motorcycles, and they were going to tranquilize and zip tie and kidnap as many Israelis as they possibly could and pull into those tunnels. And now you've got Israel captive. Because remember, in 2011, Israel traded one soldier for 1,027 prisoners that they had. And so it was a plan. But again, there's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that has a way of overseeing and watching. So we learned so many things it would take days to really share. Well, God tells us, you know, we must, as a Christian body, continue to stand with Israel, regardless of where they are in the war. You know, I'm not sure that there's ever going to be a true ceasefire. Israel's not sure of that. You know, how many times has this been broken? This one war has had, what, 8 violations of the ceasefire already in 2 months? You know, but as Christians, we're Christian Zionists, and that is not founded on what's going on at the moment. Is founded in God's word, you know, that we're watchmen on the wall. We will not be silent. And I think it's extremely important that we as believers, we as Christian Zionists, stand strong, that we contact our political leaders, that we stay in constant touch with those in authority in our country, that, you know, the Congress and Senate just met and passed a 100% bipartisan bill. The only thing that gets 100% agreement in the Capitol Hill was to support Israel's right to defend herself as a sovereign nation. And we as Christians cannot be silent. Here's how I base that. The Holocaust, when the Holocaust took place, the Christian church sat silent. And we have made a vow and a covenant to our Jewish brothers and sisters in Israel and in America that we, the Christian church, will not sit back and be silent this time, not on our watch. It's not going to happen. We're going to be a voice. We're going to be a watchman on the wall. We're going to scream. We're going to pray. We're going to speak. We're going to talk. We're going to stand. And we're going to stand with the nation of Israel. And we're going to watch God honor His covenant, not only with Israel, but for those that stand with her. The blessing, the favor of God is going to rest upon us. If you're watching and you're a Christian and you've got that question of, well, you know, I really want to do something. I don't want to just sit back. What can I do as one person to stand with Israel? And let me say, there's some phenomenal Christian organizations out there that support Israel. And I represent one of those and I'm very, very proud to be a part of, called Christians United for Israel. And we are Christian Zionists. We stand with Israel, her right to exist as a nation and her right to defend herself at whatever means she feels necessary. And one of the ways you can help is to join an organization like Christians United for Israel. And you can do that simply by going on the web to www.cufi.com. It's free. You just go on there and fill out a form, and now your name is connected to 1.8 million other names. So when we go to Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill, and we go, look, we want you standing for Israel. We want you passing laws that's going to support Israel. You're no longer one voice. You're a 1.8 million people voice. And when you carry that many voters to Capitol Hill, it carries a lot of weight. And so there's alerts that are sent out whenever we need people to contact their congressman or congresswoman or senator. We send alerts out, and immediately you can just tap a button, and it sends it straight to your congressperson or your senator as a voice with 1.8 million other voices. So you may feel alone now, but when you connect, it gives us power to stand up as a group, as a body of believers that says, yes, we're Christian Zionists, and we're proud to be. We're going to be a voice for Israel together. On a previous trip, my wife and I had great honor to sit right next to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And what an amazing man. I mean, what a humble man. But yet such a powerful, passionate leader. I don't know that I've ever met a person that has more passion and love for his people than this man does. And again, going back in 2011 when he traded 1,027 terrorist prisoners to release one young Israeli soldier and bring him back home to his family. That kind of tells us the passion he has. And I'll put it to you like this. When we were in a meeting with one of his military advisors, we asked the question. We said, how did Prime Minister Netanyahu justify to the Israeli people releasing over 1,000 terrorist prisoners for one young soldier? And the answer was this: one Israeli soldier is more valuable to us than 1,000 of theirs. That's the mindset of their leader. We don't leave one. We heard that over and over and over. We do not leave one. If they take one of ours, we will not come home until we bring that one home. And they don't. And his leadership is amazing, passionate, and strong. Thank you for being with us today and watching VFN TV, where we keep the conversation light and we're focused on Israel.
Thank you, Pastor Dan. He is a city director for Christians United for Israel. Such a blessing.
Yes, he is.
To us and others, as he's educating us, keeping us informed, and more when we get back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Go to VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. This is VFN Radio you're listening to. Go to VFNTV.com and go to VFNTV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you,
mm-hmm.
but he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. If slavery didn't start in America, slavery's been around since day one. Even mm-hmm. Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy, but I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is you have a pagan generation. But it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope, and God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFNTV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time. Here we are. Yes, VFNTV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're just so glad to be able to have, you know, Pastor Dan Livingston with Transformational Church, also the City Director for Christians United for Israel, with us today.
Yes.
Through an interview last night. And this is a fresh report, and you know, John's going to introduce this segment, but this is important for us to understand, you know, what really happened in the Middle East. And we have a video we're going to make available for you in this segment. You can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and watch a pictorial, you know, more interesting explanation of what happened. But it used to be one land there. I mean, obviously, Israel was there, but also the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
And so he's going to explain. He explained last night to a gathering, a reasonable sized gathering.
Sure,
that
those that were in attendance. It was a good
yeah,
showing.
Yeah. And go ahead and introduce us, and let's get started, because I know.
Well, this is great, Pastor Dan. This is just a segment of his talk and what he shared. But what he's explaining here is the history, because a lot of times we're seeing what's going on right now in the news, and we're thinking that it's about land. Well, he's going to talk to us that the land issue has already been dealt with, that what we're seeing, all the attack about the Jews right now, is hatred and not so much about the land. So as we watch this, you're going to get a better insight as to how did this all get started, what happened with the Arab Israelis, and how is it now that they're looking for land. And he does a really nice job doing this. Watch this.
But let me just give you a little bit of history. You see, what is a Christian Zionist? When we say I'm a Christian Zionist, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. We have many of our Jewish friends here. We have many Catholic friends here. We've got people from different religious walks here. And we have our different theologies in those areas. But as a Christian Zionist, we all stand together with one thought in mind. And that is this, that we believe that God made a covenant, that he made a divine covenant with the Jewish people. And we believe that God's a God that keeps his promises. Anybody here believe that? God keeps his promises with his people. And one of the promises that God made with the Jewish people was a homeland. He promised them a homeland. And today that homeland consists of a little strip of land that God gave them over 3,000 years ago. He gave them way more than that, as we'll share in a moment. But that's what they have remaining right now. And as a Christian Zionist, we stand with an understanding, a resounding, unmovable stand that we will not waver in, that Israel has a right to be a sovereign nation and be recognized as a state and a sovereign nation. And she has every right to defend herself and her people at whatever means she feels necessary. And she does not need the permission of another country to do it. She's a sovereign nation. And so I want to just share a few things with you. Genesis 15:18 says, on the same day, they'll throw these scriptures up with us. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. And this is that covenant that I was telling you about. And here's what it really shocks a lot of people today, because when God made this covenant with Israel, it wasn't that little piece of land that you and I see today as Israel. God's covenant that day, when you talk about land between the river of Egypt and the river Euphrates, here's what God gave them. It consisted of what we know today as Israel, Lebanon, the West Bank, Syria, Iraq, and the Sinai. Do they have a picture of the Middle East that you can put up there? By the way, can anybody see Israel? You know, this little dot right there? When God gave her the land, it involved much of this land that we're seeing right now. But because of the Holocaust, because of wars, because of a consistent, and mainly because of a consistent concession of land, giving away land, giving away more land, giving away more land, giving away more land under the banner of seeking for peace. Today, all she has left is that little piece of land. And now they don't want her to have that. They want to take it away. But you see, regardless of the ignorance of people like Helen Thomas and others in political positions of power that say that the Jewish nation did not evolve until after the Holocaust, regardless of that ignorance, I want to say today the Jewish nation was born not after the Holocaust. The Jewish nation was born over 3,000 years ago when the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob made a covenant with her. And God gave the Jewish people their homeland, and it's not Poland and it's not Germany, as some would say. It's called Israel. It was her land from the beginning and is her land today. She is not an occupier of anyone else's land. She is living on the land that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave her as an inheritance 3,000 years ago. And she has every right to live there in freedom and in peace. And so as we look at this, I want to show you just a little bit of Israel's history. You see, to understand the issues facing Israel and the constant argument of her having the right to defend herself and to progress and build on her own land, we've got to look at history, because how many knows history tells us the truth? It's in history that we find the truth. And as stated moments ago, Israel was given to the Jews by God himself over 3,000 years ago. But in 1923, the British, who at that time owned all of Palestine, what we know as Israel and Jordan, divided Palestine into two administrative districts. The Jews would be permitted only west of the Jordan River, and the other 75% would be to form an Arab-Palestinian nation called Transjordan. Now stay with me, I'll help you this make sense in a moment. Transjordan was eventually renamed Jordan in 1946. And so here you've got this piece of land, and in an effort to try to make peace, the Jewish people are given this 25% over here. They're given this to live in, prosper, build, grow. 75% of the land would be an Arab Palestinian state. So the Arabs were given 75% of the land. Isn't that what we keep hearing? We want our own state. They were given 75% of the land by the British who owned it to develop. And so all of a sudden, you've got Jews now mingled with Palestinians west of the Jordan, and that created a non-ending war between the two. And so there was this constant attack now. You've got the Jewish people living in this 25%. You've got the Arab Palestinians living on this other side in 75%, but they want the rest. Are you with me? It's very important that you understand this. And these attacks caused the Palestinian Jews to develop what's known today as the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, to combat the Arab Palestinians. At this time, the British said, we've had enough of this, and they handed it over to the United Nations, which is never a good idea. I mean, if you want anti-Semitic, anti-God, anti-Christian, just go visit the UN. And so in 1947, the United Nations created what's called a Resolution 181, which was to divide the 25% west of the Jordan River into a Jewish Palestinian state, and the 75% east of the Jordan River into an Arab Palestinian state. And this would give both sides their own independence. That makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you're an Arab Palestinian, shouldn't you be happy going, we get 75%? Rah, rah, the Jews, they get 25%. We won on this deal, but that wasn't enough. The Jewish people accepted the offer, but the Arab Palestinians declined it. They said, we want all or none. And the fact is, and I want to say this because you've got to get this very clear, because how many turns on the news and all the argument is about land? It's about land. We have a right to settle. We have a right to land. The argument today is really not about land. It's not about occupying land. It's about an effort to annihilate and destroy every Jew that walks upon the earth today. And that is the entire purpose of Hamas and Hezbollah and all of these terrorist organizations. It's not to acquire land. The Muslim nations have 640 times the landmass of Israel. They outnumber the Jews 50 to 1. And if they want a place to settle, why do you need to do it in Israel when you've got 640 times that landmass of Muslim nations around you? If land's the issue, go get some. But it's not. It's a hatred. It's an embedded hatred toward the Jewish people. And so on May 14th, 1948, the Palestinian Jews declared their own state of Israel, and there was a rebirth, not a birth, as some want to say, but a rebirth of Israel as a nation. Now here's what you've got to understand, or all this stuff you hear on the news is not going to make sense. So here's Israel. Everybody with me? So Israel now has been rebirthed as a nation. She's identified as a sovereign nation. She's a people. She's a state. The very next day, all right, seven neighboring Arab armies, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Iran and Yemen invaded Israel. So she's now a sovereign nation and she doesn't get to celebrate one day. And the next day, seven Arab nations come fighting and charging into Israel to destroy her. The Arab Palestinians warned, and this is what you've got to understand, because Israel is a democracy. I've been to Israel before, and when you go through Israel, it's just like the United States. How about looking around this room tonight? How many's glad you didn't walk into this building tonight and there's only one race, one culture, and one type of people here? How many's thankful you live in a land that's got democracy and diversity, that we can all come with our differences and let our differences strengthen us rather than divide us? And Israel's the same way. And when you go through the streets of Israel, it's amazing. You go from one neighborhood to another, and there's an entire Muslim neighborhood with a mosque where they're worshiping, and they're the very people that's trying to destroy them. But they have a right to be there because it's a democracy. Christians have a right to honor God because it's a democracy. And here they are, and so they're in here, and all of a sudden these seven Arab nations come to destroy Israel, but there's still a dome before there was a dome. His name's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and He watched over them. But here's what happened. The Arab Palestinians, because remember, you've got the Jewish side. I'm trying to say it where you can understand it without 1,000 pictures. But remember, the Jewish state was given the 25%. And the Palestinians that stayed in Israel are called Jewish Palestinians. Today, they would be called Israeli Arabs or Arab Israelis. But they were called Jewish Palestinians. So you have Jews and Palestinians living in peace. Are you with me? On this 75% side, it's Arab Palestinians. And so before they went to war on that day, they sent word to the Jewish Palestinians saying, you better get out because we're coming in. And if you're there when we come in, we will kill you with the Jews. And 300,000 to 400,000 Jewish Palestinians fled Israel. Are you with me? They fled Israel and went back to the Arab Palestinian states, but they rejected them. They wouldn't receive them back. And so the very people that told them to flee refused to receive them. And so now there are people with no land, nowhere to survive, nowhere to settle. And the very people that we're hearing in the news today that have a right back to their land in Israel are those Palestinians that left. They never had ownership in Israel. It's never been their land. It belongs to the Jewish people. And because of their democracy, they allowed them to live there. Are y'all with me? You with me? You making sense to you? And so what happened is they left. And now these are the same refugees that are trying to come back. Can I tell you, there's no such thing as a Palestinian? Has anyone ever heard of Palestine's capital? Or their history? Anybody know anything about it? Because there's not any, because they're not Palestinians. They're Arab refugees. And they were not made refugees because of any action of Israel. They became refugees because they listened to the Arab Palestinians tell them to get out of Israel. And when they fled Israel, they were rejected by the very people that told them to flee. And it's the Arabs that caused them to become refugees, not Israel and the Jews. And when you hear this anti-Semitic media that's constantly accusing Israel of throwing people to the streets, it is untrue, it's a lie, and it's an anti-Semitic propaganda to make Israel the bad guy. Are y'all with me?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it, in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners that are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it, mm-hmm. and you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to vfntv.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast, and you get it, whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you.
There
it's
you
yours.
Go.
Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. Well, you know, I don't know if you heard this or not, but I'm not a camper. I've camped more probably than the typical person. I am just not, I was not a camper. I mean, camping for me was like, you know, you're in a hotel and
I mean, I think you're confused.
You're in a hotel and you are, hungry. You get hungry and you look at, and it's late, it's like midnight or something. And you look at the room service and it says room service not after midnight, and then it's like, whoa, I'm camping out. I hope I can make it to like the room service comes again, or the breakfast buffet opens up in the morning. I am telling you what, it's amazing. God will use the things that are not, the campers that not are not, to nullify the campers that are.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome. Welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me, of course, is Pat and John. My goodness, we are so thankful yes. for Pastor Dan. We had something that happened in the studio talking about... a UWF graduate. Where Washington, D.C. is at. District of Columbia, isn't that part of? But, man, just think about this. Thank you so much, Pastor Dan, for taking the time to go and travel. You know, it's so busy. When you're in ministry, you know, a lot of people think, you know, you only work once a week. It's just like, anyway, so... But you're going, you're constantly, because you're ministering to people in need, especially Dan. Dan ministers to ministers in addition to ministering to others. And for him to take that time to be able to go, and with how many other pastors went?
50 other pastors.
50 other pastors went to Israel, and it's time to go. And there's one way to support, well, obviously, Pastor Dan, just he's the city representative for
the city director.
City director for Christians United for Israel. And also he's the pastor of Transformational Church in Pensacola, Florida. If you want a dynamic church, that's definitely one to go to. And they have a conference coming up, something about men.
Men's conference, sure.
It's time to be a man.
Yeah.
Right? And I looked to see if you were a speaker.
Man up.
Yeah, man up.
I didn't see
that's
either.
A tough one, right? Imagine showing up. It's like I'm here to so I was, go to it. I was talking to some former scouts, another part of the Trail Life, and we'll be talking about that in the future out of Crestview. And these guys are, 20-year Marines. They just finished up, serving us. Thank you so much for all of those that did military service. And I'm talking to them about Trail Life. And they're saying, giving me direct, do this and do this and do this and do this, and which I loved. But I felt like, and then he says, and be at this meeting in Crestview, which is like in Florida, in the central part of Florida. Uh-huh. Be at this meeting Friday. I'm like, I've got to get this meeting. I felt like I was going to be in violation of the orders of the U.S. Marine Corps, man. I thought, wow. These, and one of the things that we'll be talking about in the future that they have is about, it's called Rite of Passage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to get an interview with him. I first got to get the courage to get him. We'll just send Pat. We'll send you with gift offerings and you come. But this says, rite of passage that men don't just happen; they're forged, or chemically.
Chemically induced.
And it's just so cool to watch these things. We can't go into too many details about it, but it does make me think about what one particular man had put a challenge up. And I don't want to, within 30 seconds in hearing this, you're going to actually understand what his challenge is. But his name is Kendall Smith. And I want you to see this because he's challenging us, just like the Trail Life leaders in Crestview, Florida, challenging the young boys and even, challenged me in the context of that. But let's just listen to, this thing is going viral and we're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com, but let's just hear this challenge of Kendall Smith.
All right. I don't really do Facebook videos or anything like that, but I guess since everyone else is doing a challenge, I figured I should do one too. So this is my challenge out there to anybody that wants to accept it. See if you can do this. Be a father. Take care of your kids. Just be there in their lives. It means something to them.
Wow. Beautiful. Is that not cool? So I want to encourage you, go to, hopefully that'll be available on
The Torch
and also on our Facebook, VFNTV, facebook.com/VFNTV, or you go to VFNTV.com and get to it and just begin to share it. He's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do. That's where things are going to change. And that's why I was talking about Trail Life, because Trail Life is something that's birthing and come in the past. And we're very excited about it. It launched this year. And so we just want to receive that challenge and challenge you as a father to take, Kendall Smith's challenge, be a father.
That's right.
I mean, everything kind of just comes against the role of the father. And the reason why is because you're so significant. It's not because you're all that bad. It's the fact that the enemy just wants to remove you from the paradigm. And we'll talk a lot about this in the future. But just understand, if everything's telling you you're wrong, you must be right.
Mm.
If everybody's saying you're insignificant in the family paradigm, understand that must mean you're very significant. If you did not have one in your life, that's because the enemy took that father figure out of your life. So now you can be one. You know what you actually needed in the context of that. And so we're excited about some things we're going to be unfolding for all those that have been listening to us and following us over the years. With our next step Outback Father and Son camping trips and those adventures that we have, I want you to contact us. Go to VFNTV.com in the contact area. We have something that is beginning to stir. I believe that God's about to unfold something into our next level, our next paradigm. And some of you are contacting us already. You know, but some of your addresses have changed, and you know, thousands of you were with us in the wilderness. All the Marines and the Navy and the business community, the churches. Go to vfntv.com. Go to the contact area. Just in the notes here, just say, you know, you want to know what's up with Next Step Outback. Hopefully, that's a choice. You know, that'll be back there, a particular choice you could choose, Next Step Outback. And just update your information, because we'll be sending out information on that really new but soon. But I just feel like the Lord's just really unfolding that. Remember those times in the wilderness? You remember those awesome encounters when we're out there and just following God? You have all these fathers, all these sons, all these mentors, all these fatherless sons, all these men. And God would just show up. You remember that, Pat? How powerful that was?
Mm-hmm.
That was just powerful, and it was hard to describe. But all you could say this: God showed up every single time. And you know, of course, God's omnipresent; He's everywhere. But in those, He manifested His commanded blessing, Psalms 133. Yeah. I mean, He just to our amazement, because we worked so hard physically to be able to bring these things to pass. Mm-hmm. We were always so blessed, you know, to be able to His presence just to come down. And I remember. I don't know if we have a picture of it, but of maybe we do. This one particular boy, I was walking back and forth on the stage. We had like an 8,000 square foot tent, thanks to John Babb, and in the wilderness. And I'm talking to the fathers and the sons and all this. And this young boy runs and just jumps in my arms. And so I just continued to you know, speak while this boy just latched to me. And hopefully we'll have some footage. I think that's it, footage in that Next Step Outback video.
Is it the same boy?
Yeah, I want you to be able to see it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And God just spoke volumes to us. This is what one of the many things He spoke to us. Don't let anybody tell you that you're insignificant.
Mm.
You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But how can she tell you how to be a he? I mean, how can you can't tell a lady how to be a lady because you're a man. Ladies do that. Vice versa, right?
Sure.
You need a man to be. We need men to be able to begin to do that. By the way, go to Crestview; they'll tell you how to do it. But we're just still trying to live up to Pat's standards on how to be a man.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, so contact us. Go to vfntv.com. Go to the contact area. In the drop down, you'll see Next Step Outback, and what we need is your updated information. One way to do that is to join, get the Torch newsletter. And hopefully that'll be a choice available too. Next Step Outback, you're interested in that. And just make sure your information, your email, your addresses and all that. Because I believe that there's an army, spiritual army. I'm not talking about physical army. A whole bunch of men are about to get together. And God's about to speak. And He's going to encourage you. Because what it's going to take, it's going to take godly men, godly women for this next journey. And it's an adventurous trail. But I believe it'll begin in the wilderness when God reveals Himself to us as a father. I mean, think about it. God took Israel in the wilderness, and they were a basket case because they were into all kinds of things coming out of Egypt. And He revealed Himself to them in the tent of meetings as the father that He is. And He's like, I want to have a relationship with you. And it's that empowerment of that intimate relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, that empowers us to do everything that He expects of us, but what brings joy in our life. Listen, if you haven't met our Father, go to meetmyfather.org. You just got to meet Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. if you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will – you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults we should be able to do that.